This is Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Ryan Warner. What's life been like for Ted Haggard since his very public fall from grace? Filmmaker Alexandra Pelosi got to find that out and shares the answer in her new film, The Trials of Ted Haggard. The former pastor at New Life Church in Colorado Springs lost his job after admitting to a relationship with a male prostitute and to buying meth. Haggard agreed to leave the state for almost 2 years, bouncing from friends' homes to motels with his family, all the while searching for redemption and a job and opening up to the camera.
See, the reason I kept my personal struggle a secret is because I feared that my friends would reject me and abandon me and kick me out, and that the church would exile me and excommunicate me. And that happened and more.
Haggard has since moved back to Colorado, having completed something called spiritual restoration, only to have more allegations of an earlier same-sex relationship surface. Well, let's turn now to filmmaker Alexandra Pelosi, who got unprecedented access to Haggard. Her documentary airs tomorrow night on HBO. Alexandra, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Tell me why you wanted to tell the story of this chapter of Ted Haggard's life, what he generally refers to as his exile.
Well, when I first met Ted Haggard, he was the pastor of the New Life Mega Church in Colorado Springs, and he had a huge congregation. And when I saw him after his fall, he was a sad, broken, pathetic man. And it was an interesting contradiction to see a man at his height and then to see him at his ultimate, broken point. I've never really seen anything like that. There are a lot of those figures that you see have these sort of public humiliations, but you always sort of wonder what happens to them after that. And when I met up with Ted after his fall and he was so sort of humble and broken and defeated, I just found him to be such a compelling character, so much more interesting than he was when he was at his height.
And yet one thing that you can't help but notice when you watch this film is he's always smiling.
I don't think he was always smiling. Actually, there were a few moments when I knew that he wanted to just shove me down a flight of stairs. I don't feel like Ted ever gave me permission to film his life. I had a handheld camera that I carry with me everywhere I go. It's sort of in my baby's diaper bag, and I pull it out at opportune moments. And one time when Ted was moving, and I asked him, so how does it feel to be moving into your new house, this tiny little second-floor walk-up, he looked back and he said, I don't want my family to be poor. And I knew at that moment, the way he looked at me with disgust, like, I really wish you weren't here filming this. But when you invite someone into your home and they start filming you, it's hard to get them to stop. He was in a tricky position because he was so down and out. The last thing he was concerned about was me filming him.
We should say that Haggard, in one sense, chose this exile in exchange for 1 year severance pay. Is that right? He agreed to leave the state for that?
Well, the details of his deal with the church are, tricky. He got a 1 year severance package. He got care for his handicapped son. He got therapy bills paid for. In theory, he got legal bills paid for. I mean, there are all sorts of things that the church is now saying that they took care of. And I'm not privy to the inside, discussions that went on at the church about what he got for this. But what he told us was that he signed a deal with the church that he would get a one-year severance package. And in exchange, he would leave town, never talk to the media, and just disappear off the face of the earth.
My understanding is that this film is actually a kind of patchwork quilt of really informal moments where you get together with Ted Haggard and the camera happens to be around.
Yes, that's exactly how I would characterize it.
So he didn't know that this might become like an HBO special?
No, because I have a tiny $1,000 handheld camera like any tourist would have. And so I don't think he ever thought, well, what is she going to do with that footage? Because nobody called him. Nobody cared about him. So why would I care to put on TV? Nobody wanted to hear from him. Do you understand? I mean, when a man is broken and down and out, the last thing he's going to think is somebody cares about watching me. Nobody cared to call him. Why would anybody care to watch him on TV?
So when did he find out that, this would be broadcast nationally?
I called him a few months ago and I said, well, I saw on the news that you moved back to Colorado Springs. And I just remember these moments that we had together in Arizona that were really, you know, that really told a story about what your life was like in exile. So I called him up and I said, I have some of this footage and I'd like to put it together into a little short film. And he said, if you do, I'll kill you. No, you cannot. And then we hung up the phone. But I did edit something together and I called him back a few months later and I said, well, I did put something together and I'd like you to come to New York to see it. So he and his wife got on a plane and came to New York and they watched it. And we said, we want to put this on television. And he basically said, well, you know, what can I do to stop it? And we said, well, basically nothing. So so it's not as if he really had much say in the matter, except that, you know, when you do put someone on television, you need them to sign a release. So at that point was the beginning of the conversation of like, how do we get you to place in which you'll agree to put this on TV? He didn't edit anything. He didn't ask us to anything out. He was really uncomfortable with a lot of the things that were in it. But, you know, he came around eventually. He and his wife and his kids, I think that for 2 years they were not allowed to tell their side of the story. So I think they welcomed the opportunity to be able to tell their side of the story.
I want to play an interaction between the two of you. In the film, Haggard talks a lot about overcoming his homosexual feelings. He likens it to alcoholism at one point. And here's the exchange.
You were given a choice. You could have gone gay. But you've actually been forced to choose between being gay and being evangelical, and you're choosing being evangelical.
Well, I am who I am. I'm an evangelical. And I have struggled and continue from time to time struggle with same-sex attraction.
Did he tell you where he thinks this struggle comes from? I mean, if it's part of him, does he think, you know, God put it there? The devil put it there? What is his sense of that struggle?
I really can't speak to Ted's inner demons. I think he's a very confused and complicated individual. I can't really say. I mean, he's somebody who's had these sort of homosexual issues his whole life, I think, and he's had to deal with them. Where I'm from San Francisco and I live in New York. So where I'm from, we don't consider these issues. But, you know, in his world, you know, his gay issues are like alcoholism or like a cancer that he has to fight. You know, what I found so compelling about Ted is that he's at war with himself and he will continue to be for the rest of his life because he is in a church community and he wants to remain in a church environment. But still he has these homosexual issues. You know, a lot of people like Larry Craig, it's sort of the same thing you hear. Well, you know, I had sex with a man, but I'm not gay. I mean, that's gay is like having a timeshare in Fire Island and dancing in the gay parade in your Speedo. That's not me. I'm just a married man who happens to, you know, have these sort of issues on the side that I have to fight or deal with. What's interesting about the Ted situation is that it's sort of a bellwether of you know, how the church deals with homosexuals and how a lot of the people in Middle America feel about homosexuality. And it's not just Middle America. It's in California where I'm from. I mean, it's on the ballots. This is, you know, abortion is sort of pushed back now. Gay marriage is sort of the main thing that everybody's talking about. Is like where you are on this issue is where you are as a human being. You know, you're either liberal or you're conservative, and gay seems to be the defining issue now.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and my guest is Alexandra Pelosi. Her new film is The Trials of Ted Haggard. It airs on HBO tomorrow night for the first time. Now, just in the last few days, there was more that surfaced about Haggard's sex life. A young man at a New Life Church says he and Haggard had a relationship and that the church gave the man money for counseling and college tuition and to keep him quiet, perhaps. Were you surprised to hear about that?
No. I think that when Ted was exposed, it's pretty obvious you don't get caught on your first time. Nobody's ever caught on the first time that they do something. And I guess we always assumed there were many more out there. I think the church just did everything in its power to cover that up, which is sort of what they did to Ted, which is, you know, if the word gay comes up, they basically say, here's some money, please go away. And I guess that's the way this church decided to deal with homosexuals.
Gail Haggard, who's Ted's wife, is also in the film.
I was a happy woman. I was not aware of the depth of struggle that was going on internally in him. I think I knew from time to time that there wasn't the level of intimacy that I desired that has been changed through this process, but I never knew the depth of his struggle or some of the things that he was having to deal with privately. I didn't know those things.
You go on to ask Gail Haggard why she stuck with her husband, and she says it's in part to restore honor to her family. What was your impression of their relationship?
Gail is the living personification of the Bible. She reads the Bible, and that's what got her through this. She believes in forgiveness. She believes in redemption. She believes in the things that the Bible preaches. And so Gail is the hero of the story because she forgave her husband. I mean, who was most hurt by all of this? Really, it was his wife and his family, and they're the only ones that have stuck by him now. And that's the part that's so interesting because they know he has these problems, and it's amazing how strong Gail has been through all of this.
Finally, what do you think explains the fascination with this story?
What I'm most shocked by, I mean, I've made 5 documentaries and I've worked in television news for 15 years. What I'm most shocked by in this whole story is that no person has gotten more media attention ever than Ted Haggard, any story that I've worked on. And he's more famous now than he was when he was a Christian leader. He's famous because of his fall, and people are just obsessed with it because it involves gay, it involves sex, and it involves a scandal. I mean, and church, you know, it's like all the things that divide America. And what's fascinating is to watch the media feast on this story because, you know, who'd have thought? Oprah's doing an hour, Larry King's doing an hour. They're all just obsessed with the Ted Haggard story. Ted Haggard's not that interesting of a person. You know, his inner struggle is not that interesting. But I think the reason why people like hearing about it is because, you know, Ted Haggard is going through publicly what a lot of people go through privately, you know, like struggling with themselves and their identity and that kind of thing. A lot of people have that. And so I think it's interesting for people to watch that play out in public and to watch someone be, you know, humiliated and then, you know, brought out on Oprah and talking about this stuff so openly. It's all sort of dysfunctional and like a train wreck.
Well, Alexandra, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Alexandra Pelosi made the new movie The Trials of Ted Haggard. It airs on HBO tomorrow night.